Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, good afternoon. We had the cattle futures sell off right at the end of the day. We ended up at about 37 lower on the Feb lives at 142.52. No new deliveries yesterday, but the only 10 since we've been starting here. The April's down 97 at 146.95. The June lives down 90 at 141.57. August down 82 here at 140.25. So sold off here late, about $1.80 or so off the high for live cattle. So kind of disappointing there. Feeder cattle also lower here. March down $1.50 at 166.77. April down 77 here. The May's down 90. August down $1.17. All of them nearly $2 off their high. A lot of the conversation has been what's going on with this with the grain markets. Of course, we'll talk about it in a minute. But typically, when you have high corn, you get low feeders, and it really hasn't been the case for a long time now. The two really have been independent in themselves with no relation whatsoever, feed prices versus feeders. And that's pretty bizarre. Just like today, now they're both down on the day. They were both up on the day earlier, so they're going the same direction. So very interesting trade there for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures contracts.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, today's grain futures gave us of a ride that was pretty unbelievable. This morning, the Brazilian CONAB outfit, kind of the Brazilian version of the USDA, lowered the grain production for South America. They lowered corn and bean forecast, and that shot the beans higher. We were at one time, we were like 30 to 35 cents higher on soybeans before turning around and selling off. So quite an eventful day. There was also an announcement of 299,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to an unknown destination. We assume it's the China people. After that, so all this bullish stuff early on, and the market just gave it all back. We're down 5 in the corn right now, with May corn at 640.5 down 5, December corn down 5 at 583.5. Beans at one time 35 higher are now about 17 lower. The wheats are 12 to 13 lower. So another volatile day for the grain futures. A lot of people are going to say this is the turnaround that they've been expecting. You know, beans have rallied roughly $4 since the start of the whole thing. And so now giving back, you know, 20 cents really isn't that big of a deal. But a lot of volatility in the ag futures.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.